it's essential that we stand together. We're seeing that this government is trying to impose a surveillance state. Not just we're seeing facial recognition on our streets, treating everyone like criminals, but saying to directors, 7 million people in Britain, you've got to get digital ID now by November. That's a backdoor route to get millions of people onto digital ID. We've never agreed this. It was never in any manifesto. In fact, we were told it wouldn't be in part of anything, as we saw with Yvette Cooper, but they've lied to us. And with children and in a range of areas, there's an attempt to weaponize digital ID, and it's not gonna stop the boats. And at the same time, we're seeing that the Department for Work and Pensions wanna spy and get intrusion into bank accounts of pensioners and others, unelected. We didn't agree to it. One more part of snooping surveillance Britain. The idea that we need a biometric surveillance state to limit and control, to say you can go here, you can buy that, you can't do this, is absolutely unacceptable. And we're not going to allow it. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to invite you to get involved with Together. We're going to say that when we stand together, we can see this off. So get involved. There's going to be a big thing coming out shortly. We're also at the Battle of Ideas on the 18th and 19th of October, where we'll be debating the architects, the actual people who put forward the proposal for digital ID. We'll invite you all to come to that. We have our big event in November as well. We're going to keep fighting this. We're not going to stand down. We're saying no to digital ID. Everyone get involved together, make your voices heard, and look out for the next things that are coming today and this week.